जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe Jaya Gauranitai 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 Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Giridhari Gopal, Giridhari Gopal, Giridhari Gopal, Jaya Giridhari Gopal. Prabhupad, 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 Prabhupad. Gurudev, 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 Gurudev.
Yom Vishnupad Paramas Parivacharya Divanga S.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Yom Vishnupad Paramas Parivacharya Divanga S.C. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Srila Prabhupada Ki. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki. नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा मैया की यमुना मैया की भक्ति देवी की तुलसी देवी की सामवेद भक्त वृंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल गोरिष्ठ असेंबल डिवोटीज All Gurus to Assemble Devotees, All Gurus to Assemble Devotees, All Gurus to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter Number 10. We'll be reading from verse number 17 to 20. 17, 18, 19, I'll just read the translation and we'll discuss the verse number 20. We will read verse number 20. Verse number 17, translation. After hearing, entering Lanka, the monkey soldiers led by chief like Sugriva, Neela and Hanuman occupied all the sporting houses, granaries, treasuries, palace, doorways, city gates, assembly house, palace, frontage and even the resting house of the pigeon. When the city's crossroads, platforms, flag and golden water pots on its domes were all destroyed, the entire city of Lanka appeared like a river disturbed by a herd of elephants. Text number 18. Where Ravana, the master of Rakshasas, saw the disturbance created by the monkey soldiers, he called for Nikumbha, Kumbha, Dhumraksha, Durmukha, Sarantaka, Narantaka and other Rakshasas, and also his son Indrajit. Thereafter he called for Prahasta, Patikaya, Vikalampana and finally Kumbhakarna. Then he induced all his followers to fight against the enemies. Text number 19. Lord Ramchandra surrounded by Lakshmana and monkey soldiers like Sugriva, Hanuman, Gandhamada, Nila, Angada, Jambavan and Panasa attacked the soldiers of Rakshasas who were fully equipped with various invisible weapons like swords, lances, bows, prasas, ristis, sakti, arrows, khadgas and tomaras. Text number 20.
Tenikapa Raghupate Adhipatya Sarve. Vandam Varutham Ibhapati Rata Tasya Yudhye. Jagnur Drume Giri Gadhe Subir Angadadhyya. Sitam Bhimarsa Hata Mangala Ravaneshan. Tenikapa Raghupate Abhipatya Sarve. Nvandam Varutham Ibha Pratirathasva Yudhe. Jagnur Drumer Dhiri Gadhe Subir Angadhadhya. Sita Bhimarsa Hata Mangala Ravanesham. Te Anikapa Raghupate Abhipatya Sarve. Dvandam Varutam Ibhapati Rathasva Yudhe. Jagnur Drume Giri Gadhe Subir Angadhadhya. Sita Bhimarsa Hata Mangala Ravaneshnam.
Pate Abhipatya Sarve. Dham Ipapati Ratasya Rudde. Ne Drumir Giri Gade Subir Angadadhyo. Ravana Ishan. Matajis. Te anika prabhupate abhipatya sarve. Yodhe. Nedumi dirigade subit angadadhyā.
T. All of them, Anikapa, the commanders of soldiers, Raghupate of Lord Sri Ramachandra, Apipatye, chasing the enemy, Sarve, all of them, Dvandam, fighting, Varuttam, the soldiers of Ravana, Ibha by elephants, Pati by infantry, Ratha by chariots, Aswa by horses, Yodhe by such warriors, Jagnu
killed them, Drume, by throwing big trees, Giri, by peaks of mountains, Gada, by clubs, Isubi, by arrows, Angada, Adya, all the soldiers of Lord Ramachandra, headed by Angada and others, Sita, of Mother Sita, Abhimarsa, by the anger, Hata, had been condemned, Mangala, whose auspiciousness, Ravana Isan, the followers of dependent of Ravana. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace C.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada. Angada and other commanders of the soldiers of Ramachandra faced the elephants, infantry, horses and chariots of the enemy and hurled against them big trees, mountains, peaks, clubs and arrows. Thus the soldiers of Lord Ramachandra killed Ravana's soldiers, who had lost all good fortune because Ravana had been condemned by the anger of Mother Sita. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The soldiers Lord Ramachandra recruited in the jungle were all monkeys and did not have proper equipment with which to fight the soldiers of Ravana. For Ravana, soldiers were equipped with weapons of modern warfare, whereas the monkey could only throw stones, mountains, peaks and trees. It was only Lord Ramachandra and Lakshman who shot some arrows. But because the soldiers of Ravana were condemned by the curse of Mother Sita, the monkeys were able to kill them simply by throwing stones and trees. There are two kinds of strength, Daiva and Purusakara. Daiva refers to the strength achieved from the transcendence, and Purusakara refers to the strength organized by one's own intelligence and power. Transcendental power is always superior to the power of the materialistic. Depending on the mercy of the Supreme Lord, one must fight one's enemy even though one may not be equipped with modern weapons. Therefore, Krishna instructed Arjuna, Manu man anusmaram yad yuddhacha. Thinking of me and fight, we should fight our enemy to the best of our ability, but for victory we must depend on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ho nabhyanatirantasya gnananjana shalakaya chakshuru militam yena tasmai shri guruve nama. Si chaitanya mano bhishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam tadapi svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Prishabhanu Stute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vesha Krupa Sindhu Vahe Vacha Patita Nam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Nama Jaisi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Si Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Ram Ram. Chaste lady's curse is very, very dangerous for a human being. Any person who wants to advance in Krishna consciousness has to always see to it that he doesn't offend devotees. If any person who feels it that I can be offending the devotees at the same time get a success in any field, he is in the biggest illusion. A serious devotee is that devotee who is very, very cautious enough from all angle to see to it that he maintains his Krishna consciousness properly in a matured way. Here it has been said that Ravana, who had all sophisticated weapons and good amount of trained soldiers, yet he was defeated by the monkeys. The only biggest reason was Sita, who was the chaste lady, was offended. She was angry on Ravana. And that anger had so much effect that all those technology and everything had no value. In Krishna consciousness, we see Dhritarashtra, whose wife was Gandhari. Dhritarashtra was not a perfect person, but Gandhari was a chaste woman. And because Gandhari was a chaste woman, even Krishna and Pandavas were very afraid. They could win the battle, but they were very afraid in front of Gandhari. This is the potency of a chaste woman. A potency comes in Krishna consciousness when you see that all the devotees around you are happy with your lifestyle. Then it is possible to maintain a smooth Krishna conscious life. Here we see that because Krishna and the Pandavas were happy because Krishna was there with them. Kaurava, they had big soldiers, army. There were more Maharathis in Kaurava's field. Yet they all got defeated because Krishna was not with them. That means he was not having a mercy of the Lord. In the same way, in our life also, we have to be very cautious. Very cautious to see to it that our life is very, very matured way, goes on in a nice Krishna conscious way. So, a serious devotee is that devotee, whatever he takes any venture in his Krishna consciousness, he always checks it. That more than all material things that is going perfect, he sees that the devotees, Guru, Vaishnavas are happy with this venture or a project or not. That is more important than all other material things. If that is not going to be proper, you might not be able to be happy with that project. You have to be very serious about it. More than anything else, we have to see that the devotees are happy, their sanction is there for this project or venture. If they are happy, then it's okay. This is Krishna consciousness. In this particular chapter of Ramayana, it is very fast. Everything has been discussed in such a fast way. In fact, when a Ramayana Katha used to be there, they have 9 days, 11 days Ramayana Katha. In that Ramayana Katha, all these chapters and all these leelas and pastimes, they find it difficult even to cover it up also. But here the pastimes are so fast. So I thought, let me just discuss in a serious way Ramayana. What actually Ramayana is for all of us. Because it has not been discussed so nicely over here. Because as somebody was speaking one before, that Valmiki Ramayana was always there. So Sukhdevi Goswami didn't want to go into detail about speaking once again all those chapters. That's why here all the, so to say, pastimes are very fast. Somehow, before coming into Krishna consciousness, I was very attached to Ramayana. In fact, I was regularly going to Ayodhya before going to Vrindavan. Ayodhya, I was very attached to it. I don't know so many people, anybody who was very regularly going to Ayodhya? Anybody? Okay, so I can speak little bit of Ayodhya, because right now what is going on in Ayodhya, it's all mess over there. It's all this political Ram Janmabhoomi matter, and everything has become very tipsy-tousy over there. But whosoever have seen Ayodhya before, they would, if they are serious in devotional life, and if would have gone to Ayodhya, he would never like to go back from Ayodhya. It was such a wonderful place. Before going for all the pastimes or giving some characters of Ramayana personalities, I felt I'll spend some five minutes at what exactly is Ayodhya. Right now, whenever people think about Ayodhya, we just see all these legal matters that is going on over there. But that is not in reality Ayodhya is. Ayodhya is such a wonderful place. Before 20-25 years back, I was regularly going to Ayodhya. Ayodhya is a very small place. It's a very small village rather. In Ayodhya, every day sharp at 4 o'clock, wherever you are there in Ayodhya, whichever place you are, they have made a system in such a way that every day sharp at 4 o'clock, Tulsi, Ramayana, Chopai start singing. Everybody gets up in the morning at Ayodhya while hearing Tulsidas, Ramayana, Ramcharitramanas. This is the way the system was in Ayodhya. I don't know right now what is there, but at that time when I was visiting Ayodhya, it was such a relishing. 3:30 we get up and around, we just take our bath, and at 4 o'clock the chopai starts. And it is so relishing, so relishing. You start your day by hearing Ramkatha. That was the system in Ayodhya. And wherever you are, wherever, whichever corner you are, you could hear Ramcharitramanas chopai. And all the sadhus, I wanted to more discuss about what are the qualities of Ram Bhakta or Ram devotees. All the devotees in Ayodhya, all those sadhus, all of them sharp around 3:30, 4 o'clock, they used to be at the Saryu River at Ram Ghat. If you have seen Ram Ghat, I don't know. But Ram Ghat used to be so jam-packed. You can't even get a place even to take a bath at 4 o'clock. At 4 o'clock you can't get a place even to take a bath. And sadhus were so simple, so simple. They used to have only one dhoti. They used to cover from the chest till their knees. That is the only one thing they had. One a kopin and a dhoti and one gamcha, that's all. With the help of gamcha, they used to take their bath. First they used to wash their dhoti with the help of wearing a gamcha. Then put it on the bank to keep it dry, and then take a bath and then sit over there till the time the dhoti doesn't get dry. And they wear the same dhoti and just go. It was the system. All the sadhus, they had a, most of the same time which I have seen it, they had a vow that every day in the morning after taking their bath, they used to go to four principal temples. One is Ram Janmabhoomi, which is a controversial place right now. Second is Kanak Bhavan, which is Ram's house, residence of Ram. Third is Hanuman Gadhi, where is the place of Hanumanji, where Hanumanji resides. And fourth is Mani Ram Ki Chhavni. I don't know whether you know it or not. I'll discuss a little bit over there about that. They used to go to all the four places. After going to all the four places, they take the darshan, and then they used to chant 1 lakh japa of Sita Ram every day. Most of them have seen it. It used to take around 8 to 9 hours every day to chant Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram. 8 to 9 hours every day. They used to have wonderful Ram Katha for 2 to 3 hours. They used to focus more on Ramcharitramanas, Tulsi Ramayana. Not Valmiki Ramayana so much. I had a talk with our Guru Maharaj Radhanath Swami that what is the difference do you see, because I was also very much attached to Tulsidas Ramayana, which is called as a Ramcharitramanas. What do you see the difference between a Ramcharitramanas and Valmiki Ramayana? Because here Prabhupada has discussed only on Valmiki Ramayana. So what was the difference between a Ramcharitramanas and Valmiki Ramayana? So Maharaj told me that he has read both the Ramayans. And he told me that I don't see any difference. But only the thing was, Tulsi Ramayana is very new. And due to that reason, Prabhupada didn't mention the name of Tulsi Ramayana. But he said there is absolutely no difference. And because all those places, the people are very native. They are not so much qualified Sanskrit scholars. So they were relying more on Ramcharitra, Tulsidas Ramayana. There is one place called as Maniram Ki Chhavani, which is the most famous place in Ayodhya. This place is, in the temple if you enter, full Valmiki Ramayana has been engraved on the walls. Full Valmiki Ramayana. Can you imagine? It might be such a big temple and it has been engraved on the full walls of Maniram Ki Chhavani. There are four gates of Maniram Ki Chhavani. And all the four gates, there is an Akhand Harinam Sankirtan going on. From last so many years. So many years. One place it is Sitaram, Sitaram, Sitaram continuously going on. One place it is Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram continuously going on. One place it is Hare Krishna Mahamantra going on. Fourth, I don't know which, what is that mantra is there. This is the four places, all the four places. And for last so many years, 24 hours it is going on. Can you imagine what is the sanctity of that place it could be? Plus, Ram, in Maniram Ki Chhavani from last 400 years, any person can come over there and take prasad. Free of cost. From last 400 years. Here we used to be very proud that we are doing food for life and we become proud. But that from last 400 years, and they have never gone for any donation. They say we don't know from where the money is coming. From last 400 years it is going on. Sadhus are so simple. They are so simple and so much Ram conscious. I have never seen any beggar in Ayodhya. I used to ask, why are you not begging? How are you surviving? Said, if we beg, that means we don't have faith in Sita Ram. Such a wonderful consciousness. If we beg, that means we are doing injustice to Sita Ram. Krishna, Sitaram will provide us. When you go over there, you will see the simplicity and highest standard of Vairagya. Very simple. Sadhu spend 8 to 9 hours chanting, 3 to 4 hours in reading Ramcharitramanas, 1 to 2 hours taking all the darshan, 6 to 7 hours taking rest. This is the schedule for last years and years I've seen it. Simple life. I used to go regularly, but at that time my age was around 14, 15 years. One incident has touched me so much, it has engraved my life. I have never forgotten from more than 25 years has crossed. I am 48 now, so how many years? 33 years. This incident has so engraved, I thought let me just share with you, then we'll go for Ramayana. When I was there at Kanak Bhavan place, Kanak Bhavan temple. That Kanak Bhavan temple is the place where Ram was resided. It was Ram house. It is a very famous temple in Ayodhya. And it was a Ram Navami. I was there at Ram Navami day. And they say that Ram was born sharp at 12 o'clock in the noon. So sharp at 12 o'clock in the noon, they used to have an Abhishek at Kanak Bhavan temple. Huge crowd on Ram Navami day. Fortunately, I was also there once. And I was seeing there is a huge crowd. We could not even take darshan also. Somehow or other I managed. And I was standing on the very outside of the temple. And there I could see one sadhu. He was around 22 or 25 years old. Just standing very, very far, far, far away from Kanak Bhavan, that is deities of Sitaram temple. Very far ahead. Very far behind. And he was watching Sitaram and incessantly crying. It is like when you cry somewhat, and when you are incessantly crying, your full house is, well, your full face is completely wet with tears of your face, from your eyes. He was incessantly crying. And he was crying for more than half an hour. More than Sitaram, my mind was getting too much attracted to that sadhu. And I was not so watching, but I was continuously watching him. And I felt that, what is so special? Why is he crying on Ram Navami day? And so much young person, so much incessantly crying. And after half an hour, he cried in front of Sitaram, gave his obeisances and went away. So I was very curious. So, being a young boy, around 15 years old, I just went after him. I said, I wanted to know him. I wanted to know what is the reason. Why is he crying so much in front? That too also such an auspicious day. So I was just going after him. He was not knowing that I am just following him. He went to his kutir. I went to his kutir with him. And he sat in front of, he had a small deities of Sitaram, and he started sitting in front, he sat in the deities and started again chanting Sitaram. So I then went over there and I introduced myself that I am this. I came from Bombay. And I introduced myself that I am also seeking spiritual guidance. So I have come over here in Ayodhya. But I will be very happy if you can tell me the reason of your crying so much on Ram Navami day. Please tell me the reason. He was not at all interested in telling me, but I was so, so persistent with him that I want to know the reason. And I am not going to leave till the time you don't tell me the reason. Because I was a young boy, and he could see little bit that I am serious about asking him. Beautifully he said, he replied to me then. He said, I was crying to Sitaram and telling him, Sitaram, how many more years now? How many more years you want me to suffer? Want me to suffer in this material place? I am tired now of this material world. I have understood that I am not the enjoyer. I am understood that I am not the proprietor. I am not the controller. I have understood I am eternally sold out servant of yours. I made a big blunder and wanted to enjoy, but I don't want to enjoy anymore. How many more years you want me to be over here? From my side, I really accept my mistakes and please accept me now. At that time, I couldn't understand anything. It was too much for me. But now, after understanding Krishna conscious philosophy, I am able to understand how much that person was great. How much that person was so committed in his Ram consciousness. It's one and the same philosophy of ours and him. Such a highest standard of Krishna consciousness. This was Ayodhya. This were the sadhus over there. This were the lifestyle. Now after going away from there, now let me discuss about Ramayana. Ramayana is that type of a scripture where if you wanted to know what is Krishna conscious philosophy, what are Krishna conscious rules, what are Krishna conscious principles, if you want to know, Ramayana explains you with each and every characters. Each and every character of Ramayana makes you understand what this Krishna conscious principle is. You don't have to understand and go deep into Krishna conscious philosophy, whether this is right, wrong, I should do that, I should do that. You just have to see that personality of Ramayana, that personality, and he will explain you that this is the characters. He's the embodiment of that character, in short. There are so many wonderful, wonderful characters other than Sri Ram, which have shown so many wonderful, wonderful principles of Krishna consciousness. If a serious devotee who can just go little bit deep into it will understand that these principles are so, so deeply illustrated by these characters, these devotees. We will discuss some of the personalities of Ramayana, and from those personalities what we can learn in our Krishna consciousness, how those characters have so great, so much highest Krishna conscious standard they have put it in their life, and what a wonderful teaching they are giving it to us. First character, we will discuss about Mother Sita. Mother Sita, if you see in Ramayana, she was the daughter of Janak, born in a very, very posh family, being a daughter of a king. But if you see Sita's life, she has always faced problems after getting married. In full Sita's life, she has stayed only for 1.5 years in Ayodhya. First, after getting married, she stayed hardly for 6 months, and she was being told to, means of course it was Ram who was being told to go for Vanvas for 14 years. But being a chaste woman, she said, I will also come with you. So only for 6 months she stayed in the beginning of her marriage, and after coming from Vanvas, she stayed only for 1 year, and she was being again rejected by Lord Ram. If you see the full lifestyle of Sita, she has always suffered, suffered and suffered. For a woman who was born in a king's family, has to go in Vanvas and stay, it is very difficult. But she stayed. She was being kidnapped by Ravan. Again difficulty. After that, when the full war was being fought, at that time when she was being called, at that time Ram said, I wanted to see your test of chastity. Again she was being tested. Again when she came back to Ayodhya, after 1 year she was again been rejected by Ram when she was pregnant. Can you imagine? Mothers can understand. When a woman is pregnant, at that time when your husband rejects you, such a degraded condition. What a rejectable condition it is. Woman requires the husband the most when she is pregnant. At that time Ram rejected her. And that too not for some time, permanently. She was Sita. And the best part of it is, for the whole lifetime she has never complained. You see, anywhere in Ramayana, any complaint has come from Sita. She even shows even little bit of grunge also. Absolutely no complaint. That's why we are considering as a chaste woman. So much so, that when Sita was being rejected or banned by Lord Ram, and when Lakshman is leaving her at Valmiki Bhumini's ashram, and the child Lav and Kush was born, and full Valmiki is writing Ramayana, and Ramayana has been written under the instruction of Sita. Correct? And Sita has seen all sorts of injustice that has been happened to her. Yet, if you see Valmiki Ramayana, that is only glorification of Ram is taking place, which is under the instruction of Sita. What a highest standard of surrender. What a highest standard of surrender. Absolutely no complaint. No speaking anything about injustice. So much so that all the years when Lav and Kush were been staying under Valmiki Muni's ashram, where Sita is taking care of both the child, Lav and Kush were not even knowing it that Sita is the, she is my mother and she is, my father is Lord Ram. And Ram has done injustice to my mother. Nothing. Sita has not even told Lav and Kush that Ram is your father. See the highest standard. What is the lesson we can learn from Lord's Mother Sita? Our Guru Maharaj always used to say about Sistashtakam Trinarapi Sumichena. This is the embodiment of humility. Absolutely highest standard of humility. No complaint, no speaking about injustice. Completely accepting the situation, whatever it is. People say, what is a chaste woman? Chaste woman is this. Absolutely no complaint. Absolutely no. And finally also, when, if you know the pastime of Ramayana, when Ram is, when Lav and Kush, there is a tussle between Ravakush and Lord Ram, and then Ram says, I wanted to meet Sita, and when Sita comes, at that time again Ram says, I wanted to test your chastity. Can you just imagine a person who has been banned for the whole lifetime, and afterwards when you are coming in front of you, and then also you have been told, I wanted to check your chastity, then also no complaint. People say, what is a chaste woman? This is the embodiment, this is the standard. This is the standard of chastity. We can hear, we can learn humility, we can learn this verse of Pranarapi Sunichena from Sita. Second character, Bharat. In Krishna consciousness, the biggest problem we face is when we get power and position, when we get some status, we become proud, we want some facilities, and we feel we are something special. Exactly the opposite Bharat has shown. Highest standard of integrity is Bharat. Highest standard of character is Bharat. Can you imagine, you have been told that you can become a king and you are not accepting as a king. You don't want kingdom, but that doesn't mean that you don't want to follow all the responsibility of a king. You are following all the responsibilities of a king, but you are not taking any facilities of a king. Such a big achievement, is it not? You are not taking any facilities of a king. At the same time, you are not accepting the facilities, but you are doing more austerity than Lord Ram. He has not been told to do all the austerities. He is doing more austerity than Lord Ram. So much so, that Lord Ram has somebody to take care of him. Sita and Lakshman is there. But for Bharat, he has not taken even help of his wife also. Mandvi. When Mandvi came to meet Bharat and said, I wanted to serve you because Ram, Sita is there to serve him, I should also serve you. So Bharat made it very clear, you should serve Kausalya and Sumitra. I will be taking care of myself. Such a highest standard of Krishna consciousness. And when so much austerity and so much highest standard of sacrifice has been shown by Bharat, one sadhu, Bharatvaj Muni, he is asking that, what is your goal, Bharat? What is your goal of life? Why you are showing such a highest standard of Krishna consciousness? What is your goal? And Bharat is speaking such a wonderful verse. In Ramcharitramanas it is there. Which is the most famous verse in Ramcharitramanas. Sita Ram Charan Rati More Dina Dina Badahu Anugraha Tore. This is the most famous verse in Ramcharitramanas. That my only aspiration in my life is, I wanted to get the mercy of Sita Ram, but not mercy. I wanted to see my attachment to Sita Ram goes on increasing as and when the days goes by. This is Krishna consciousness. Somehow we wanted to have that aspiration in our heart. That we wanted to see to it that we have that aspiration, that when that consciousness comes in our life, that we wanted to have only Krishna and only Krishna. I nanda tanuja king karam patipa vishme bhavam buddha kripayatva pada pankajastita dhuli sadrisham vichindaya. Mahaprabhu speaks the same thing, Krishna, when I'll have that consciousness that I am so much insignificant, I am as a dust particle at the lotus feet. This is what Bharat is also speaking, the same thing. Sita Ram Charana Rati More Dinna Dinna Badahu Anugraha Tore. I wanted to be more and more and more attached to Sitaram's lotus feet. That's the only aspiration I have in my heart. He was the king indirectly. But he stayed in Nandigram, did all the austerities, and it has been said in Ramayana that when Ram came after 14 years, because Bharat made it very clear, if you don't come after 14 years, you will not see me. So, immediately Ram, when he was going to come back, he sent Hanuman to just check it, that what is Bharat? Is he having the same consciousness? Then I'll come, otherwise I'll go away. So when Hanuman is coming to see Bharat, that was the last day of 14 years. And do you know what Bharat was doing? He was preparing his own chita. with that condition that now if Ram doesn't come, my responsibility is over. I am leaving my body. That's it. I have done my responsibility. When Hanumanji had seen that, he ran to tell Ram, please come as quick as it can now. It's too much now. And when, so the message was been given to Bharat that Ram is coming, and then he called all the Ayodhya Vasis that now Ram is coming. Now happy days are here again. So, and then in Ramcharitramanas it has been said that when Ram and Bharat, when for the first time after meeting Chitrakoot, when they first time met and when they embrace each other, at that time, Vasishtha Muni, all the mothers, all the Ayodhya Vasis, everybody had said one sentence. When both of them were embracing each other, not a single person could understand who is Ram and who is Bharat. So much austerity and so much penance as Bharat had performed. Just to show his sincerity to Ram. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim kavitam, va jagadish kamai. Krishna, I don't want anything. This is Bharat. We can learn the highest character, highest integrity from the character of Bharat. It is so, we are so fortunate, Prabhu. So fortunate. Such a wonderful characters are there in Sri Ramayana. The third character in Ramayana is Lakshman. If you really wanted to know what is the definition of servant, you can see about Lakshman. Have you seen any person who cannot sleep for 14 years in serving any other person? Not even sleeping for 14 years continuously? Lakshman didn't sleep for 14 years when Ram and Sita were in Vanvas. Such a highest standard of servant. When Ram was being given Vanvas and he was knowing it that Ram is going to go, and he told to Ram that, no, I am going to come with you. Under any circumstance, I am going to come with you. But he was afraid that Ram will run away and he might go away alone. So he said, I am just going. I am coming with you. It has been said in Ramayana that Bharat even didn't even met Urmila, his wife, to tell her that I am going for 14 years. He just directly went with Ram. He and Urmila has not even met. And when at Chitrakoot, when all Bharat and all the Ayodhya Vasis, they went to see him, all Ram and Bharat was very confident that I'll bring Ram. So Urmila said that should she come or not? Manvi asked Bharat that should Urmila come, Lakshman's wife? They go, no, there is no need. Ram and Lakshman, I'm going to bring him back. In fact, Bharat had made it so clear that I'm going to give proposal to Ram that you stay, you come back to Ayodhya, and I will follow 14 years over there. And if you feel, no, it is insufficient, that I am going to stay for the whole lifetime in forest. I will not come to Ayodhya at all. This was his commitment. I will stay for whole lifetime. But you come to Ayodhya. This was his clarity. So that's why he was very confident that he is going to bring Ram and everybody back to Ayodhya. So he said, there is no need, Urmila should come. I will take care, I'll bring Lakshman back. And Bharat couldn't bring Ram and Lakshman back. So Urmila has not seen Lakshman for all the 14 years. So we see that Sita is the embodiment of chastity, but we could see even Manvi, Bharat's wife, Lakshman's wife Urmila, such a highest standard of surrender. Ramayana is really nectar, it's nectar. If you just see to it, Ramayana, you can feel it. Oh, it's so nectarian it is. So nectarian. So Lakshman, he didn't even see, went to see his wife also. And being a servant, many, many things he had to do which he didn't like it. He didn't like it. Two times he said that Ram told to Bharat, to Lakshman, tell Sita when she was coming from Lanka to meet Ram. Ram told to Lakshman that tell her to check her chastity. This was so much painful to tell to Sita, but being Lakshman, being a servant of Ram, had to tell her. Second time when Ram told to Lakshman that you should take Sita out from Ayodhya forever, leave her to some place. This was also very touching, and Lakshman, being a servant, had to take Sita, and he kept her at Valmiki Muni's ashram. It is very touching. He said that I will never become a servant, but what to do now? That's why it has been said in the next birth he became Balram, just because he could not tolerate it. But this is the definition of a servant. We know a servant. Maharaj always used to say we have to be a servant of the servant of the servant. But we have to understand the meaning is so deep. Meaning is so deep. Servant of the servant is very, very deep. Many things you don't like to do it, yet you have to do it just because you are a servant. This is the definition of Lakshman. The fourth character is Dasarath. Dasarath is the embodiment of truthfulness. There is a very famous verse. Rahukula Riti Chatha Sada Chaliyai Prana Jave Pora Vachana Na Jaye. Dasarath would have said, that's it. You just forget about that vows. It was jokingly said. And let us wind it up. He could have said that. We could in Kali Yuga, we could have said that. But very clear. Truthfulness. I have given my vows. Even if I don't accept, I don't like it, I will follow it. Highest standard. In Kali Yuga, truthfulness is the only thing that has been left out. There also we are so shaken it up. How much we are compromising our truthfulness. And the second point which Dasarath has shown, which is very important in our Krishna consciousness, is he left his body in separation of Ram. Which is very, very touching. Sunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virhename. Krishna, everything is absolutely has no value in front of you. If you are not there, nothing has any value. When Dasarath left his body, at that time he was a king, is it not? But everything has no value in front of him. Embodiment of thorough truthfulness and commitment to Krishna, the commitment to Ram. This is the fourth character. Fifth character, Kaikai. We feel that Kaikai has no doubt the lesson which we have to learn is about the association. That if you have a bad association, how much it will disturb your Krishna consciousness. Sadhu sanga sarva satra koi, lava matra sadhu sanga sarva siddhi hoy, which we say that even one moment of association with a sadhu can change your life, but it is the other way also. One moment of bad association also can ruin you. If you read Ramayana, you will see that Kaikai was so attached to Ram. In fact, it has been said in Ramayana that Kaikai was more attached to Ram than Bharat. When Ram's marriage was taking place, and you know, Ram got married with him, all the three other brothers also got married. All the four brothers got married together. But at that time there was a system, the mothers cannot come for the marriage. So when Dasarath went to tell Kaikai that Ram is married and Bharat is also getting married, at that time Kaikai became so happy that she told to Dasarath that I am so happy that Ram is getting married. She forgot that Bharat is getting married. And she told to Dasarath that I have one request to you. That when Ram and Sita, when they come back to Ayodhya, at that time definitely he will touch all the mother's feet because we have not gone for the marriage. So tell Ram to touch my feet first, then Kaushalya. Because Kaushalya was his mother, so he will definitely touch his mother's feet first and then his stepmother. But Dasarath, Kaikai specifically requested Dasarath that tell Ram to touch my feet first and then you should touch the feet, then he should touch feet of Kaushalya and Sumitra. So Dasarath said, what is the reason? They said, no, I will tell you the reason afterwards. And when, so Dasarath informed Brahm that he should touch the feet of Kaikeyi first and then Kaushalya and Sumitra. So as usual, Ram followed Dasarath's proposal, and when he touched the feet of Kaikeyi, do you know what Kaikeyi did? Kaikeyi said, I'm so happy, Ram, that you got married. I want to give you a gift. And do you know what gift Kaikeyi gave? Kaikeyi said, I am staying in this bungalow, means this is his own house, it's a mahal. This mahal, it was one of the best mahal in Ayodhya. Out of three queens, Dasarath was very attached to Kaikeyi, then Kaushalya and Sumitra. So his mahal was one of the best mahal. And Kaikeyi, just as and when she came out, and she said, my gift is full mahal is yours. I am just going as it is out from the mahal. This was the attachment Kaikeyi had for Lord Ram. And this Kanak Bhavan, which is the main house where we take the darshan of Ram in Ayodhya, that was the mahal of Kaikeyi. Basically, that was the mahal of Kaikeyi. So much she was attached to Ram. She didn't give anything to Bharat. She gave it to Ram. Full mahal was been given to Ram. And she went as it is. And then she requested Dasarath, now find some place for me to stay. Can anybody does this type of a gift? Anybody, even mother also can give this type of a gift? Which a stepmother has given to Bharat? To stepmother has given to Ram? This was the standard Kaikeyi has shown. And see the bad association, how it can completely change your life. We have to learn this lesson. Bad association can make life miserable. That's why we have to be so cautious. Krishna consciousness, we have to be so cautious that we have to make our Krishna consciousness very clear about it there. So this is about Kaikeyi. Now, one pastime which I really relish is a very small pastime in Ramayana, but it is a so relishable pastime. So relishable. And it is more for us. And that is the pastime of Kevat. Anybody knows that Kevat pastime? A boatman who crosses, who helped Ram to cross the river Ganges from Guhu place. From there he crossed the Ganges and from there he went to Allahabad. Kevat pastime is wonderful pastime. In fact, it is a short pastime, but in Ramayana, when all these kathakas, they give Kevat pastime, it goes for sometimes 2 days. It is so elaborately they discuss, and it is so relishing. Kevat is, what we have to learn from this in our Krishna conscious ways, if a person who is simple, has no duplicity, is clear in his heart, he can get the best thing in Krishna consciousness. This is what Kevat has shown it. In full Ramayana, Ram has never told anybody to wash his feet. Only in Kevat pastime, Ram told to Kevat, wash my feet so that you can take us and cross the river Ganges. Because Kevat made only one proposal. I don't want anything, but I will cross your feet. Only when you instruct me to wash your feet, that is my price for taking you from crossing the place from one to another. And Lakshman Sita were angry that what type of a proposal this man is doing. Nobody could have a guts to ask Ram to wash his feet. And how this person is saying. But he was so straightforward, so simple. And Ram appreciated so much. Okay, you wash my feet. And when he washes the feet at that time, Lakshman and Sita, they are standing in front of Kevat and says, please give me Chavanamrita of Lord Ram's lotus feet. Because we also couldn't get it, which you got it. And Ram was also so much indebted to it that when he crosses the river, at that time, because he was a Vanvasi, he didn't have anything to give to Kevat. So he was just asking, what should I give? At that time, Kevat is touching his feet and says, Ram, I don't want anything. What you gave me is something so high. I don't want anything from you. But Ram always felt that I am indebted to you. So when after the 14 years got over and when Ram was been coroned, when Ram became officially king of Ayodhya, at that time everybody in the Ram Rajya Darbar, everybody were glorifying Ram, everybody were giving some gift and everything. And Sita and Ram when they are sitting, Ram was always watching on each and every corner. He was continuously watching as if he is watching somebody specifically. Then Sita asked Ram, that everybody is in front of you, to whom are you watching? At that time, Ram said, that everybody has come to take my darshan, but I wanted to take one person darshan, that is Kevat. And I am not able to see him anywhere. Like, why you wanted to see him? Like, I have not given his remuneration for crossing the river. And this is the time now I have become the king, I can give him now. What we can learn from this lesson? We can learn it that if we are simple, if we are straightforward in our Krishna consciousness, many, many things when big, big devotees couldn't get it, that we can get it. If we have a simple life, this is what Kevat has shown us. Then there's another character, Sabri. Beautiful again character. If anybody who has a faith in Guru, anybody who has a faith in Guru and have three principles of our Krishna consciousness, Utsaha, Nishchaya, Dhairya. All the three principles, if a person has it and have a thorough faith in Guru, you can achieve success. Sabri is the embodiment for that. She was a young woman, not qualified, is that she was coming from a very, very backward caste. But she has a thorough faith in her Guru, Matanga Rishi, correct? Matanga Rishi. She had a thorough faith in her Guru. And her Guru told her, Prabhuji, I can take some more time, or, I don't know, by 9:30 we have to end it, or is it not? What should I do, Prabhuji? I should wind up in 10 minutes? I have not even started 2011 year. Which is the reason why we all have met. Prabhuji, tell me that I will wind it up. I don't want to unnecessarily. What is the authority saying? Everybody agrees, na? Okay. So, what we were discussing? Sabri. She had so much, so to say, patience, enthusiasm and conviction. For years and years and years, she just waited that Ram will come. And she didn't lose her conviction that Ram will come. For so many years she waited. And finally Ram came. And did something so much, so to say, something impossible thing he did it over there. This is the thing for us to learn, that if we have Usha Nishraya Dera, which Rupa Goswami is telling in Bhakti Shiksha, in Upadeshamrita. If we have that, we can achieve success. Sabri. Hanuman. Hanuman means we know so much pastime of Hanuman. I don't want to discuss so much because time is less. Hanuman is the embodiment of service attitude. If you have thorough service attitude, anything, ready to do anything at any time, any place, and whatever master wants to do it, I'm ready. Service attitude. This is standard of Hanuman. And also we have to see about Ravan. That is also important in Ramayana.
रावण, इफ यू आर लस्टी देन व्हाट हैपेंस, यू डोंट ओनली डिस्ट्रॉय योरसेल्फ बट यू डिस्ट्रॉय योर होल कम्युनिटी, योर होल फैमिली, एवरीथिंग इज डिस्ट्रॉयड. हाउ मच यू हैव टू कंट्रोल योर लस्ट. बेसिकली इफ यू सी इट, इट वॉज ओनली ऑफ लस्ट ऑफ रावण हैज कॉज ऑल प्रॉब्लम, इज इट नॉट? ऑल प्रॉब्लम वॉज बीन कॉज ओनली बाय द लस्ट ऑफ रावण एंड एवरीथिंग वॉज डिस्ट्रॉयड, एवरीथिंग वॉज डिस्ट्रॉयड. रामायण इज गिविंग अ सच ए वंडरफुल लेसन फॉर अस दैट इफ यू आर लस्टी देन वॉट इज द रिजल्ट सी इट. एंड प्रभु लेट अस बी वेरी फ्रेंक, हु इज नॉट लस्टी? लेट अस एक्सेप्ट इट. हाउ मच वी हैव टू बी कॉशियस एंड ऑन गार्ड. We have to control. Absolutely, we have to control. If we don't control lust, it will create a havoc in our life. It will really create a havoc. Ravana is giving that teaching to us. And finally, Ram. Ram is the embodiment of all this character together. Everything together is Ram. These all individual characters have given some 1111 principles in our life, and all combined together is Lord Ram. Somehow or other, if you really wanted to advance in Krishna consciousness, you just see each and every character and you get all your principles of Krishna consciousness has been getting convinced. Such a wonderful Ramayana is. That's why in Ayodhya, there are places where they continuously, 24 hours, they sing Ramcharitramanas continuously from last so many years. And they are so happy and satisfied. So happy. This is what is Ramayana. It is a nectar. So now, we will come to 2011. We'll come to 2011. Today is the New Year Day, 1st January 2011. When a new year starts, I being a businessman and a financeman, anybody who starts with a new year, before that they check their balance sheet. What is my last year's balance sheet? We all of them check it, because finally we do all the hard working and everything to get something out of it, is it not? So we check our balance sheet, that what has happened last year. What is my profit? What is my loss? What is my success? What was my projection? Did I achieve my projection? Or did I didn't achieve my projection? What was the reason I didn't achieve it? And now, what is my future projection? What is my future profit? What I'm expecting? And how can I achieve it? This is what a simple businessman, everybody does it on that basis. I somehow, being a businessman, I also see it on that basis. First day of the year, we have to check our Krishna conscious balance sheet. We have to check our balance sheet. What is my profit? Did I really advance in Krishna consciousness? Or is it a loss? Did I went down? One thing you have to always understand. Krishna consciousness cannot be static. Either you are up or you are going down. You cannot be static. If you are static, that means indirectly you are going down, to be very clear. Raghunath Maharaj always used to give two examples. One example he used to give about bicycle. When a person is cycling on the mountain, he used to pedal so much, then in the mountain it goes little bit upstairs. But after stretching so much, he feels, oh, I've stretched so much, now let me take some rest. As and when he tries to take rest, it goes down. There is no rest in Krishna consciousness.
There's the cycling. You will not say, oh, you have done so much hard working, so now it will go on little bit ahead also without pedaling. No, it cannot be. Other example Guru Maharaj used to give it is, when you are swimming opposite to the force of the water, when you are swimming opposite to the waves of the water, at that time you have to really push yourself. Really have to push yourself. And after pushing, you get little bit success. But if you feel, I have pushed myself so much, now little bit let me take rest. Little bit rest, again you will go down. This is Krishna consciousness. You cannot be negligent. You cannot have rest. In fact, there is one class. There is no retirement in Krishna consciousness. If you feel, anybody feels, oh, I can retire, that means he is an illusion. As and when year goes by, your advancement, your commitment, your sincerity should go on increasing. That is the sign of sincerity. So a Krishna conscious devotee on the year, first day of the year, have to check himself. Is it my advancement? Did I did some advancement in Krishna consciousness or not? If I didn't do it, what is the reason? Why I didn't do it? And if I did it, in which place I did it? And is it that way that I am thinking it is advancing, or is it really advancing? There is some checkpoint also. This we have to check it. Now what is those advancement that we can check it that I have really advanced? A serious devotee is checked. There are four parameters. If a four parameters we have to check that these four things are getting increased or not. If these four things are not getting increased, that means something is wrong in your Krishna consciousness. First thing, is it my chanting has improved or not? This is the most important point in our Krishna consciousness. Most of the people, they don't give emphasis to importance so much about the chanting. Is my chanting improved or not? Some devotee asked me, Prabhuji, what is the checkpoint that my chanting has improved? There are some checkpoints also. First checkpoint is, which a basic checkpoint is, am I sleeping in the chanting now or I'm not sleeping in the chanting? First checkpoint. Second checkpoint, which we can check it, evaluating your balance sheet of Krishna consciousness. Is it, I like to chant more or I'm still happy with my 16 rounds? Third checkpoint is, while going in the sleep in the last night, did I feel it? Well, it will be morning and when I'll be with my bead bag. If it happens that way. Fourth checkpoint is, whenever I get a free time in my life, my mind immediately goes to chanting or it goes somewhere else. This only we can check by ourselves, is it not? These are some checkpoints in our Krishna consciousness. That my chanting is improving or not. Second, my hearing taste is improving or not. See, finally, if you don't hear, your chanting is not going to be improved. I have not seen even a single devotee in Krishna consciousness for the last 22 years that a person doesn't have a taste in hearing Krishna katha and has got a very tremendous taste in chanting the holy name. I have not seen even one devotee. Chanting and hearing go side by side. It is a railway track. You know, railway track, both the tracks has to be there. There only the train can move. In the same way, your hearing and chanting, both the things should go together. Otherwise, you cannot advance in your chanting. One fine day you will be chanting, but it will become a monotonous because you don't know the importance of chanting by hearing nicely. It becomes a monotonous. Second thing is, we have to get a taste of hearing Krishna Katha. Third checkpoint is, this third point which we have to see that I am advancing or not. Am I increasing my service attitude or not? Does I like to serve the devotee in a selfless way? Without any motivation? I just wanted to give, not expecting anything in return, gross or subtle. This is the third point which we have to check, am I advancing or not? Fourth point, we have to check it, whether I have getting the taste in associating with the devotees or not. Sincere devotees. Where I feel so enlivened to be with the devotees and be with them.
Is that is increasing or not? A sincere devotee checks these 4 points in his life. If these 4 points are increasing, that means he has made some profit. If these points are not increasing, then something is wrong in his balance sheet. This is the day where we can check it. This is the day where the new year is starting. We have to check last year's balance sheet. Somehow, I don't know, but I have very clarity in this particular respect is, all these things will be possible only and only and only with one conviction. If a devotee doesn't have, it will be very difficult for him to advance in Krishna consciousness. This conviction is very much required for each and every devotee who has come into Krishna consciousness. And what is that conviction? That devotee should thoroughly understand, not only understand, but to some extent realize it. What he should realize it? He should thoroughly understand from the core of his heart that this is a miserable place. I am stuck up in this material world, and somehow or other I want to get out from this place. If a devotee doesn't get this conviction, it will be very difficult for him to go on advancing seriously for the whole lifetime. Devotee should get this conviction. That's why Prabhupada always used to say again and again, my only problem with the devotees is they are not afraid of Maya. Afraid of Maya means they are attached to material life. Why you are attached to Maya? That means you are not serious. You don't understand that this is a miserable place and I have to be on guard. I can't take it anything for granted. Krishna consciousness is a Suresya Dhara. Little bit negligency, that means you have to pay the price. Just imagine even one thought comes in your mind which is not as per our Krishna consciousness and you go for that X, Dhyato Vishya Pungsa Sangha Sangha Jayate, little bit go ahead and you go little bit more, then one act itself can take you from Krishna consciousness, might be forever also. You have to be so much on guard, so much alert. You cannot take it for granted. A serious devotee is that devotee who understands, Krishna, I want you at any cost now. I have understood this place, this is not place for me, I just want you now. As I told you, that devotee is in Kanak Bhavan. He should also come in Gopinath temple and he should say on the 1st of January, Gopinath, how many more years now for me? How many more years you want me to suffer in this place? I have understood now, I am not the proprietor, I am not the controller, I am not the enjoyer. I am your eternal servant. It might be so my conditioning is coming up and up and up and because of so many millions and millions of years of my conditioning. But from my heart now I don't want to have this thing in my life. This is seriousness. If you don't have this conviction in your life, this advancement process cannot be consistent. As Sabri, we have taken the example of Sabri. She was having consistency. Spiritual life is a life of consistency. Because Krishna is going to smash us. If you really want to get pure devotional service, don't think you are going to get pure devotional service very easily. Krishna is going to smash us in and out, Prabhu. Externally, internally, gross, subtle, everywhere. And if you don't have that conviction, I want to get out from this place, when those problems will come up, you might run away. And you might miss that bus of Krishna consciousness. We have to have that conviction. Somehow or other, Krishna, do anything in my life, but I want to get out. I don't want to take any chances now. This is a serious Krishna conscious devotee. If you feel that I have some chance, arey, thoda baad mein karenge, thoda maja masti karenge, you will go behind. Because with that maja masti, some conditioning comes up. And that conditioning, to take it out in this lifetime might be difficult. Don't take chance. Absolutely don't take chance. We have no rights. We have to take it very seriously, our devotional life. It is like this way. When a teacher is teaching to all the students and the student is doing some gadbad, or he has done some masti, or he has done some mischief. And a teacher becomes very angry. And teacher calls him, come over here, and I give you the punishment of, what do you say, that ut baithak, what do you say, like, catching, what do you say in English? Sit-ups. Anyway, I say ut baithak, he says, no, this way, as and when, so that if the teacher calls the child, and he said, now you do over here 10 ut baithak. Minimum 10, you do 10 would better. The child becomes so sorry and so disturbed that as and when he is coming from the dance itself to meet the teacher, from that time onwards only he's catching his hand on his ears and coming from that side only and showing his thorough sincerity in front of the teacher that I have made a mistake, please forgive me. He's telling to the teacher that I made a mistake, please forgive me. And in front of all of them, he starts doing that ut baithak. And he is not doing only 10. He goes on doing again and again. Till the time teacher says, now you stop it. Instead of 10, you did so much ut baithak. Now you stop it. And the child is crying and doing ut baithak and telling Krishna, teacher, I'm so sorry. Do you think the teacher will feel again, she will have that grudge for the child, for the student now? You will feel it. How much he has done the repentance in front of the teacher. Exactly the same way we have to show this thing in front of Krishna. We have to show to Krishna, I made a blunder in my life. I made a blunder. I wanted to become an enjoyer. I wanted to become a proprietor. I wanted to become a controller. I will not do it, Krishna. Go on doing all sorts of, put any sorts of difficulties and anxieties in my life. But I want you now. I want to come to you now. When Krishna sees that, do you think Krishna will not accept us? This is what is required in Krishna consciousness. This is what is the price for getting pure devotional service. It's a matter of consciousness. It is not a matter of you have to have big knowledge and a big sastric knowledge and you have to be a big preacher and you have to be a book distributor and you have to give big donation and you have to do this is all external. Krishna is only concerned what is going on inside you. What is your consciousness going on? Krishna wants to see that. We have to be so desperate. It is so desperate. You know when there is an auditorium. And in the auditorium, something is going on, some drama or something. And that auditorium is fully packed. All the doors are closed. It's AC auditorium and all the doors are closed. And the latch is from the outside the door, not inside. It is door is outside. The latch is from outside. And supposing the fire take place in the auditorium. What you will do? What type of a panic will be there inside the auditorium, is it not? People will throw, people will run, people will break, anything they will do to come out of it, is it not? Our acharyas are saying, 1,000 times more you should have a desperation for getting Krishna than this. Then Krishna will take you seriously. This is what the price. Don't think it can be only goody-goody business. It's a serious business for us. We have to pay the price for it. So on this 2011, first day of the year, we have to check ourselves. Am I having that desperation? Am I ready to advance? Am I ready to pay the price? These are my checkpoints. Am I positively coming up? And a serious devotee is that devotee who on this particular day takes some more commitment or takes some vows. That Krishna, everybody knows what is their weakness. We have heard Krishna conscious philosophy from last so many years. We know what is our weakness. A serious devotee checks himself. And a serious devotee asks to Krishna, that Krishna, this is my weakness. This is my shortcoming. This day of the year, I will do this thing, austerity, or take some vows. If it might be difficult, I'll take for some point of time. But I really want to advance. This is sincerity. Sometimes devotee tell me, Prabhuji, I take vow and I break my vow also. The reason somehow I feel it that what we should do it is, we should take a vow and we should take some counter vow. What is the meaning of counter vow? Meaning of counter vow is if I break this vow, I will do this heavy austerity to break that vow. So to see that austerity is so heavy that we will never break that vow. This is the way we show our sincerity to Krishna. Krishna wants to see that. Krishna wants to see that this is, are we ready for that or not? Finally, whatever we are doing it is to show to Krishna that we are sincere. That's all. Finally, it is in Krishna's hand to give it to us because Krishna, it is said, he is autocrat. He can take his own call whether he wants to give it to us or not. But from our side, we should give thorough sincerity. Last Sunday, Rajvihari Prabhu was giving a class that what Krishna wants is our sincerity. And what is that sincerity? He wants to see that even if it might not be possible for us to control our senses, it might not be possible that we become thorough purified. But Krishna wants to see that although you are not purified, are you really trying your level best or not? This is what Krishna wants to see from us. Are we giving our 100% commitment or not? If Krishna sees that, even if you are not pure, he will accept you. I was just meditating last week. I was just meditating. Is it that much that is required? But then I could understand that as and when your days goes by in Krishna consciousness, Krishna also expects us that our sincerity level also goes on increasing. Otherwise, he will not accept us. We can't cheat Krishna. Once we have shown our sincerity and afterwards we become casual, do you think Krishna is going to accept us? Is it so easy to get Krishna consciousness? Once we have shown our sincerity, then what is the real endeavor? Once that we have to go on increasing our sincerity. And when we go on increasing our sincerity, then Krishna takes us very seriously. Krishna feels it. This person is really eligible. He has made mistake. He is not able to overcome his anarthas. But yet, he is trying his level best. That's why we are in Mahaprabhu's movement, is it not? What is that verse? What is that song? See, in Mayapur we sing. See Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karu More Tuma Bina. What is that we say? Mo sama patita prabhu na paaye gyan. Where I'm so patit. So patit. But only saying that I'm patit doesn't work out, na? It's just that everybody can say. We have to really act on our side. That we are showing ourselves, I'm patit. I'm really patit. Although I am patit, I accept it, I'm patit. But to prove you that I really wanted to come near you, I am showing this action from my side. This is the best of my level, I am showing it. And then I leave it to you that please do whatever you like it. This is Krishna consciousness. When Krishna sees that, he gradually go on giving some nectar of Krishna consciousness. And once you get that nectar, oh, even if you are facing the difficulty yet, you will be blissful. You will be blissful because you understand that Krishna is showing some nectar in my life. Otherwise, it becomes very punishable offense, punishable standard. Na? Every time you have to go on facing problems after problems. But I can say that Krishna also gives you some nectar in between so that you can go on sustaining those punishments. This is Krishna consciousness. So on this New Year day, we really take some serious commitment. Really check it out whether this either of these four things are increasing in my life or not. If it's not increasing, how to increase it? If it is not increasing, that too also, take some commitment, take some vows, take some counter vows, and show thoroughly to Krishna that I really want to advance. And when Krishna will see that, He will really take care of you. And that is the perfection of our life. Thank you very much. It is already 10 o'clock. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I spoke something more. And today is a New Year day also. Please pray for me. Speaking is very easy. Giving big, big lectures is very easy. Nothing, it doesn't require big, big, so to say, your commitment into that. If you are a good orator, you can give big lecture. There's nothing big into it. But putting into life, implementing into the life, and maintaining it is extremely difficult. So my humble request is, I am also struggling. Please pray for me. I can really maintain Krishna consciousness. Somehow or other, I'm thoroughly convinced of one thing. There is nothing higher than this. Absolutely nothing higher than this. Nothing higher than pure devotional service. Where you wanted to give everything and not expecting anything in return. Such a wonderful life, huh? Just want to give. Aslishya va padratam pinashimam adarshanam marmahato karotu va yatha tatha va vidhato lampato mat prananathastu enapara. Krishna, you can embrace me, you can kick me, you can do whatever you like it. I am soul surrendered to you. Such a highest standard of Krishna consciousness. And although you don't expect anything from Krishna, but Krishna wants to give you everything to you. Loving reciprocation. This is Krishna consciousness. Just hang on. Just hang on. Our Guru Maharaj used to say, when a person has been thrown into the middle of the sea and he doesn't know how to swim, he's just somebody's pulling and you see big, big shark and all the big, big fish also around you and you feel now I'm gone, there is no other rescue in my life, and in between somebody sends you some rope in the middle of the sea. How you hang on with that rope? Is it not? You know, if the rope is gone, I'm nowhere. I'm gone. Exactly this is the situation for us in this material world. We are so miserable, so disturbed. Everywhere problems, difficulties, anxieties are going on in our life. But a rope has been given to us of Krishna consciousness. Just hang on. Hang on to it. Just hang on. And see to it that it doesn't go away anywhere at any cost in your life. If you have that, you will achieve the success of Krishna consciousness. And please help me also to hang on. It should not go away from my life. If at all it goes away from my life, you have to catch my neck and bring me on the track. That's why association is so important. You just have to be together, help each other, encourage each other, and that way we'll go on in our Krishna consciousness. Prabhu, should I end it or should I take some class questions? It's only 10 o'clock. What should I do, Prabhu? Should I take questions or should I end it? You take, Gavin. It's already late. Is it I should end it? Karantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Srila Prabhupada ki? Itaya Gaur Premanande.